Megan is in for War of the Roses. Good morning, Megan. How are you?
Hey, guys. Good. How are you doing?
We're doing all right. Why do you want to do roses today? What's up with this relationship?
Okay. So my boyfriend plays hockey in a men's league.
Mm-hmm.
It's something he loves, and it's like one night a week they go play hockey, and they go get beers and, you know, just like guy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I've never minded it because it gives me a night to myself, and he just comes home in a good mood and, you know, all that. But lately, he started going like 3 nights a week. And he said he's joined this other league and they're in the playoffs. But every time I ask him, the story kind of seems to change. Like, I'm just super suspicious. I think he's not playing hockey. I think he's up to something else. And I'm not putting up with that if that's the case.
I have a buddy that is a goalie in a men's hockey league, and he's a good goalie. And this happened to him. Like, you play on one team and you're good, and somebody else sees you, and they're like, hey, we need somebody
maybe
for a
maybe he's trying to go pro.
He's not that good.
I'm kidding. I don't believe that for a second.
Yeah.
All right. You understand how this works, Megan. We're going to keep you on the line. Kennedy's going to pretend to work for his cell phone company, offer up the dozen long-stand red roses, and we'll see who he sends them to, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, be very quiet. Shelly, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Hello?
Hi, may I please speak with Jake?
Yeah, this is.
Hi, Jake. My name is Shelly. I'm calling from your wireless provider. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for asking. Just want to preface this call by saying I'm not calling from our billing department. I'm not trying to get you to change plans or anything like that. I'm actually calling from our customer service department, and we want to thank you for being such a loyal customer with us by offering you a dozen long-stemmed red roses that we'll send anywhere in the continental United States today free of charge. How does that sound?
I'm sorry, you said roses?
I did. They're free.
Huh. Cool. That's actually awesome.
Okay.
I was about to send roses to my girl, actually. I think I kind of owe her an apology.
Oh, you do? All right. Well, let's get started there. Why don't you tell me what you want the card to say?
Let's have it say, I'm sorry you've spent so much time away. Yeah. Yeah, that'll shut her up.
What do you mean that'll shut her up? Are you kidding me?
Going so good.
Hello?
Megan, hang on. Jake?
Yes?
Hey, this is Carson and Kennedy. We're on the radio right now. This is something called War of the Roses. And obviously, that's your girlfriend, Megan.
Hi, Jake.
Hey. okay. What's going on, though? I don't get it.
You're on the radio. You just said you wanted her to shut up.
Yeah, but not like, I didn't mean it like that. It was just, I don't know, I was kind of spending a lot of time at practice, and I wanted to know she was sorry. I didn't mean like, I didn't mean.
Yeah, yeah. So, Jake, about that practice, you have practice tonight, right?
Yeah, so?
Well, your hockey bag's in the closet, where it's been for the past week. And you had 2 alleged practices since then. So you want to explain that, Gretzky?
Hat trick.
Right those legs there.
Five hole.
Megan, you forgot to tell us that part of the story.
Which I appreciate because this was way better.
You left out a little detail. You had an ace in your pocket there.
You were so right.
I knew it. I knew he was up to something.
Wow.
God.
Thanks for letting us help, because that was awesome.
Yeah. Thanks. Any of you guys want a pair of size 12 skates? Hardly used.
I'm going to get your email after this. We're going to hang up on you, okay?
Megan, I love you.
Yeah.
Go live your best life, girl.
Oh, man.
All right. Okay. Bye, Megan.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.